Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The Senate Judiciary Committee opens hearings tomorrow on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. As NPR's Nina Totenberg reports, much about these hearings will be unique.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has taken unprecedented steps to get Barrett confirmed quickly. The hearings start just 16 days after Barrett was nominated, in contrast to 56 days, the average length of time between nomination and hearing for all the current justices. This week's hearings are also the first during the pandemic, with some senators expected to participate remotely. And this is the first time in this country's history when confirmation hearings will take place at a time when early voting in the presidential election has already begun in many states. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
South Carolina Democrat Jamie Harrison shattered congressional fundraising records for a single quarter. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, Harrison brought in $57 million in his campaign against Republican incumbent Senator Lindsey Graham.
Jamie Harrison's campaign says the $57 million haul was the most in a single three-month period by any Senate candidate. Lindsey Graham's campaign has not released fundraising totals for the latest quarter, though Graham told Fox News he was, quote, getting killed financially, unquote, by Harrison. But Graham's campaign questions whether the money will make any difference. South Carolina hasn't elected a Democrat to the Senate since 1998, though polls show the race is very competitive. Graham will be in the spotlight this week as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which will consider the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Joel Rose, NPR News.
President Trump is planning to go back on the campaign trail tomorrow, and NPR's Mara Liasson has more.
President Trump is holding a rally in Florida on Monday, his first since contracting the coronavirus. On Saturday, he spoke from the Truman balcony at the White House to a few hundred guests. The state of the president's health is still not clear. White House Dr. Sean Conley issued a statement saying the president is no longer a, quote, transmission risk to others. But he did not say that the president had tested negative for the coronavirus. Dr. Conley also said the president's symptoms had, quote, improved. But he did not say that the president's symptoms were gone. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
And Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden plans to make two campaign stops in Ohio tomorrow. Biden plans stops in Toledo and Cincinnati, a week after boosting ad dollars into Ohio's rural and Appalachian areas. It's a state the Democrats lost by a significant margin in the 2016 election. But surveys by Republican strategists show Trump's support has fallen in suburbs across Ohio this year. You're listening to NPR News. Kentucky's governor says he and his family will be in isolation after a member of his security detail who drove with his family tested positive for the coronavirus. Governor Andy Beshear and his wife, says he and his family feel fine and they have tested negative for the virus. He says his family was not in contact with anyone else following the exposure and that everyone, including the state trooper who accompanied his family, all wore facial coverings. The status of a ceasefire between Armenia and Azerbaijan in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region is unclear. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports, ever since the truce went into effect yesterday, both sides have been accusing the other of violating it.
Azerbaijan claims Armenian forces shelled the country's second-largest city, while the ethnic Armenians who control Nagorno-Karabakh accuse Azerbaijan of targeting civilian areas. The simmering conflict over Nagorno-Karabakh flared up 2 weeks ago, with hundreds reported dead and thousands fleeing their homes. The conflict dates back to the end of the Soviet Union 30 years ago, when Armenians living in Nagorno-Karabakh declared independence from Azerbaijan and fought a bloody war of secession. Russia, which maintains good relations with both Armenia and Azerbaijan, has tried to stop the fighting. The ceasefire is supposed to lead to more substantive talks led by Russia, the United States, and France. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Crude oil futures are trading lower, down nearly 1% at $40.24 a barrel. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.